91.1 WEDM. This is the one and only DJ Mech here with my co-host
DJ Rello,
the one and only.
What's up?
And this is going to be a new podcast. It's called Top 5, where me, Rello, and a special guest are going to have a top 5 tier list of whatever topic it is for that current episode. Today we are doing Gatorade flavors, and we are joined by a very special guest, the one and only
Z-Vans.
Okay, the one and only DJ Z-Vans. All right, today's episode is going to be about Gatorade. It's the sports drink everybody loves, everybody knows it, everybody has had Gatorade at some point in their life. Today we're going to be doing top 5 best Gatorade flavors. We're all athletes, so this might be a little bit of favoritism, but hey, we're going to have a good time.
For sure, always, man, always. Yep. Always a good time.
Let's start with DJ Bands. Let's start there.
All
right. We'll start with number 5. Let's start there.
And five, then work
our way up.
Yep.
Okay, so probably my 5th one would probably be grape.
Grape? That's good. I like grape. Grape is on my list.
I've definitely had grape before, but I don't drink it that much, so it's just
like, I'll drink it if, like, my main flavors are out. Like, grape is a last resort flavor for me. It's very last resort. Rolla, what about you?
I'll drink it if it's there.
Right. Like, if you're at a party and they only have grape Gatorade, like, you go to a buddy's house and you're like, all right, yeah, sure.
But for me, my fifth has to be, have y'all ever had the strawberry Gatorade?
Yeah, the strawberry one's pretty good.
I like it.
I never had
it. It's a unique taste. It's a weird, unique taste, but it's good. I'll probably say my fifth, probably the strawberry
Gatorade. That's definitely an honorable mention for me. Didn't make my top 5, but it's definitely up there.
It's red. It's red.
It's like, kind of like a bright red.
Yeah, bright.
Almost
red.
Pink, but yeah. It's pretty good. Yep. My fifth, I know it's going to sound weird coming off the bat, is a zero sugar flavor.
Oh, my God.
Zero sugar berry.
Berry zero sugar.
It's a pink flavor. It's really good. It's got a little bit of a sour taste. It's good. It's different.
Okay.
It's not like that regular Gatorade flavor where you just drink and you're like, man, that's straight sugar and sodium. It's different.
We all know DJ Mac, man. He different.
I'm always coming out here with the weird flavors. All right. Good picks. DJ Bands, number 4.
The cherry, but like the clear one.
The white cherry?
Yeah.
Another good flavor.
White cherry.
On my list, favorite too.
The white cherry, bro, I don't know. It's something about it. Especially if it's not cold. I'll only drink it if it's cold, though. Definitely not.
I've never had a problem with warm Gatorade because this one I'm drinking now is pretty close to room temperature. But I never had a problem with warm Gatorade. And the white cherry, I actually started drinking last baseball season. Like, I never had it before. My buddy was like, yo, man, here, try this Gatorade. And it was so good. It hits different, like, mid-baseball game on a hot day. Bro, it's really good. I like it. Well, what's your number 4?
Number 4 for me, man. Number 4 for me. Gotta be. It's like, I can't remember the name of it, but the color is like a greenish blue.
Oh, the Arctic Blitz.
Yup. The Arctic Blitz. Yup. Hey, it might not even be 4, but I'm going to put it at 4 because, like, I don't really get it that much.
Yeah.
But if I'm in a gas station and I see it, I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a good flavor. It's not really out of your comfort zone, but it's not definitely in the comfort zone, you know?
Yeah.
Like, everybody's got those, like, 3 or 4 flavors that are like, those are my 4 any day of the week. And then you're like, I'm going to try that one.
Yeah.
You're in the gas station and it's just there. My number 4 is grape. I like grape. It's good. It's good. It's
for grape. That's crazy.
It's kind of a strange flavor. Like, you never really see grape Gatorade, but when you do, I'm usually gonna pick one up.
Yeah, you don't see it a lot.
Yeah, it's good. It's not quite purple.
Grape is crazy. I can't get down with the grape.
It's good though. It's good.
It's alright. It's alright.
It's so good. I enjoy it. All right, DJ Bands, what's your number 3?
Probably like the blue.
Cool Blue.
Yeah.
I agree.
Cool Blue, of course. I mean, Cool Blue, that's the,
oh yeah,
my ridge. Cool Blue, definitely. It's up there, but it's one of those, like, where I'd have had it so many times. Like,
right.
I'm just tired of it.
It's the sports drink of America. Rello, what's your number 3? Yep.
3 for me, man. 3 for me. I got to go with the red.
Okay.
It's something about the rev. It's something about that rev, man.
It's a very high energy flavor. I've come to notice through the years, it's very high energy.
I like that red, man. The red and the red, it's like, it's a few colors that I have, like,
right,
sitting around my house. Type.
Right.
And red is one of those that I
right
have sitting around my house.
So yeah, I get that.
Red, definitely.
Yeah.
Top three. Maybe even top two, but top three.
Okay. Right. All right. I see it. My number three is white cherry. I'm not trying to go off DJ Bands here, but I love the white cherry.
White,
it's good.
I can't get down with the white
cherry. It's good.
No, I cannot.
I like it.
Bro, next time you're out like mowing grass or something, get a white cherry Gatorade, bro.
It's, I can't get down with the white
cherry.
It tastes like juice.
Hey, but, yeah, but have y'all ever seen that the clear Gatorade?
Yes.
I've never tasted it before, but I've seen it, but I've never like had it like in my mouth.
There used to be a green one that was like clear, like you could see through it. And it was so good. I can't remember the name of it. And I don't think they sell it anymore, but it was so good. I had two of them a long time ago, but they were so good. We're in the top two. The top two category.
It's about to get real.
Yeah, this is the all-time. This is the hype right here. The hype of the list. Nobody cares about 5 through 3. That's just filler currently. But number two and number one. DJ Bands, let's take a slow start with number two.
So my number two would probably be like Lemonade, the yellow one. I like
okay, that. Lemon Lime, yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. The yellow one, that's cool. I ain't gonna lie, that's
definitely
it's
an honorable
mention.
Yeah,
yeah, it's an honorable mention because I would definitely drink yellow.
Yeah, it's good.
For sure.
Yeah. Rella, what about you?
Man, number two. It's a battle. Number two is a battle between number two, it gotta be the blueberry, just it comes in a pack with
yeah
the strawberry. The blueberry one. Or, man.
That one is pretty good. That one's pretty good.
Very much.
That one's
like
pretty
that
good.
It's
yeah.
Yeah, yep, yep,
yeah,
yep.
I like that one.
We used to have that one here at baseball. It was pretty good.
Nah, yeah. It's probably definitely blueberry, for sure.
Okay.
For
all
sure.
Right. All right, it's pretty good.
I was battling my top two.
Yeah.
Blueberry definitely second. My number one, I just drink it all the time.
All right. My number two is the classic Cool Blue. I've drank it since before I could walk properly, and it's been there with me, you know? It's like a brother.
What?
Like, I know that's weird.
You said what?
Like the Cool Blue.
Oh, the Cool Blue.
Yeah,
oh,
classic,
yeah,
classic.
You come in here with a Cool Blue dang near every day. I'm
like, it's
dang.
It's classic.
I'm surprised that ain't your one.
Nah, dude.
What's going on,
I got one flavor for weekends only. That's
okay.
A straight baseball game. On the way to a game, stopping at a Speedway Gatorade. That's the only time I'll get this Gatorade. And we're going to come back to it. EJ Bands, what is your number one favorite all-time Gatorade flavor?
Okay, so my number one is orange. I like that one.
Orange.
It's my
orange. That's a little. That's a weird one.
I can't get behind orange.
I love orange. Y'all tripping. It's
I can't
favorite.
Get down with the orange now.
Yeah, I definitely can't get behind orange.
So y'all like orange at all?
Like, I like orange flavored things and I like oranges, but orange Gatorade is just kind of a miss.
I like oranges, but
it tastes more
stuff.
Like, if this makes sense, it tastes more like the color orange than the actual flavor
orange.
That's
what
orange.
Makes it good.
Yeah, like. That's weird.
Yeah, that's
like it's
a little weird to me.
Oh, man, yeah, I can't get behind that orange, though. I cannot.
Yeah.
Especially not at number one. But,
yeah.
Hey,
this is why this is why this podcast exists. We want to know your guys' opinions on things. Rello, it's that time. What is
that
your
number one
flavor?
That number one. Bro, I'm telling you, bro, I get this Gatorade when I go to a wrestling match. When I'm chilling, when I'm eating anything, this is my Gatorade, bro. Like, no matter what, this is my Gatorade. Give me
all
a light blue Gatorade, the Glacier Freeze.
Man. Ooh.
The Glacier Freeze, man.
Ooh,
it must.
Very
Every
clean.
Time. Every
very
time.
Clean.
Every time. I tell my mama, give me light blue Gatorade. She already
very
knows
good.
It is.
Very, very good. Good choice. I agree. It's a good choice.
This is like electricity. I don't like it.
For real, it's like an electric blue Gatorade. It's good though. It's high energy.
Yeah.
I like it. Very good choice. My number one, kind of a little weird one for the list, but my number one baseball only Gatorade, Green Apple.
I know
Green
so
Apple.
Many people that like it.
It basically tastes like if you took Green Apple Jolly Ranchers and made them into Gatorade.
Y'all baseball players love
Green Apple. Now that you put it like that.
See, dude? You never tasted it until somebody was like, man, that tastes like liquefied Jolly Ranchers.
Now that you put
and
it.
And sure enough.
But nah, have y'all ever put Jolly Ranchers in y'all Gatorade?
Yes. Blue Gatorade. So me and my buddies would make this drink that we saw on Instagram one time. It was called like a candy killer.
Mm-hmm.
So you take Gatorade, right? And you know, like the juicy drop pop with the sour juice?
Yup, yup.
You'd you'd go around the rim of the glass with it.
Uh-huh.
You pour in your Gatorade, you do ice, and then you could either do original Monster or Sprite. And then you put like Swedish Fish or gummy bears in it.
Okay, y'all was lit.
Yeah, it was so good.
Y'all was lit. For
Don't get me wrong, completely full of sugar, and we felt like garbage the next day, but it was so good.
Nah, yeah. The green Gatorade, man. I don't really get it that much, but when I do get it, it's a good Gatorade.
Always enjoyable. It's a good Gatorade. Always enjoyable.
It's not bad, but it ain't on my top five, though.
It always comes in clutch. Like Saturday morning on the way to the game, stopping at the Meyer gas station, that always comes in clutch. Like, I go in there all the time for baseball games. The people there know me. Like, they see me in my uniform. They're like, hey, good luck today, bro. I'm like, thanks, man, yeah. And then that next week, I'll always fill them in on how I did last week. And then we'll do it again.
For sure.
That's been a good top five.
That was a good one.
Some agree, some we agree with, some we don't.
Yeah, it was a lot of different. It was versatile. Yeah. It was versatile.
Had a lot of variety in it. I like it. Thank you so much for listening. This will be the first episode of the top five lists. So please stick around. We have a ton of other amazing shows online. We have tons that you can view on WEDMFM.com. So stick around, stay tuned on more episodes. And we're signing off here. Everybody say goodbye.
Yo, DJ Rello out.
91.1 WEDM.